This is the Leapcast, where we talk about how today's current events impact your real life. If you are tired of politics, or you are just exhausted from the spin, this show is for you. My name is Andrew Lieb, and every week I host a talk radio show breaking down the news from an independent point of view. We discuss real estate, business, and your health, hear from the experts, and learn the truth on the Leapcast.
Personal coach and trusted attorney, Andrew Lieb.
So last week we decided to say things like you should get informed before you vote. And apparently that's an anti-Republican message. I was unaware of this. I thought that telling people to get informed, and I know Alex was against it. She thought everyone should just vote. Yeah, that's what she said.
They represent all of us.
And she's not a Republican.
No, Alex. Not after you see these comments on social media.
No, but like last week.
Those are scary.
So I'm going to tell you, we're going to do two things first. I'm going to tell you what the most insane conversation I had online was. I'm going to just read it to you and we can talk about that.
Oh, I love
it. And then we're going to try and get our Republican card, our red card, our R card, and I'm going to bury Hunter Biden. So that sounds like some good times. We're going to do a little both. We're going to first show you why, first of all, and I have to slow down for a second. The premise of last week's show was very simple, that we were concerned about leadership of people who were elected making decisions on policy, and thought that number one, it'd be really swell if people that were actually experts would be in charge of that stuff. And then number two, we thought the problem occurred because people voted tribally and not based on getting informed. And we didn't tell you how to get informed. We didn't care how you got. We just wanted like people to get informed.
Oh, we care how they get informed. They should be informed by us.
That would be swell, Cheryl.
The Leapcast.
No, but they should, because if you listen to the Leapcast or you watch me on Scripps or on Fox Live Now, I really don't take a position. Like someone just made this thing on my analysis on a topic on Fox Live. They were like, what they call me, Lauren? It was some sort of at the mouth. I was like, I had something. Mouth liberal. I don't remember. Like, don't listen to him trying to manipulate us. And
well,
it was about.
I think they also said that you use too many words. So you're.
No, they
liberal.
Didn't say that. But so anyway, the thing they were talking about, I was taking like a conservative perspective. So I don't understand. Like, I don't care. Anyway, the point is that we're going to do two things today. Number one, I want to talk about how telling people to get informed is neither liberal or conservative, it's anti-moronic. So we're going to go with that one. We're just against the morons. Like, that's the protected class today, the morons. But then so the protected class don't come and shoot me because they like their Second Amendment, we're going to bury Hunter. Like, that's what we're going to do.
So everyone's going to be happy.
Everyone's going to be happy except for the liberals. Although I just did watch a history about the right and the left. Do you know how the right and the left came about?
No.
I didn't know about it either. I sent it to Lauren. She probably didn't watch because she doesn't listen to anything I send her. It was a great TikTok.
Like 50 things a day. I can't keep up.
It was a great TikTok video, and it was explaining about the right and the left were actually on the right side and the left side in this political debate that was actually happening.
Mm-hmm. Like, and actual, yeah, physically
on the right and the left side. And how it derived out. And it was explaining that even Bernie Sanders, who's probably the most left-leaning person elected right now, is really just center-left, just one off of left. And we don't really have a left wing in the U.S. Like, it's just how far right you are. Because they were explaining the extreme of the right is being a dictatorship, having like the most extreme
right,
you could go.
Right.
Like,
if
you
were on a spectrum.
Yeah, on a spectrum. And I'm not saying anyone on the right is wanting a dictatorship. I'm just saying that the most extreme, well, I'm not saying it though. I'm saying in theory, the most extreme on the right, if you were going to go all the way, is a dictator. And the most extreme on the left is pure communism.
Yeah.
It wasn't saying that either is happening. It was saying that the most extreme of both of them. And they were saying even our Democratic Party is closer to the right than they are to the left, for the most part, in right-left, in history of the world, not U.S. right-left, to give you a differentiation. Like, they're clearly the left in the U.S. They're just the left in the U.S. is the right. Anyway.
Yeah, well, that's a cool perspective.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. Anyway, so We put up this thing last week, and this is the first comment we get. We're not going to say who it's from, but this guy and I had a conversation. So I was
say who it's from.
It was, you want to be entertained. You have to read the comments on our post.
I had one of those scotches with the big glass with the big ice in it.
Was it single malt?
It was a single malt, and I was sitting there, and I was feeling bougie.
Were you at a mahogany desk?
And the common folk was talking to me. So so as the common folk spoke to me, I decided I would have a conversation. So me and the common folk, we'll call him Billy. So Billy,
from
the common
Kentucky,
the Billy the common folk. I want you to know though that his handle says this: being an adult is easy. And then there's more to it, but I don't know, Billy, if being an adult is so easy for you. So I'm going to read it to you. Ready?
What a weird handle.
Anyway, right? The experts brought us the COVID disaster was his first comment because we were saying we like experts. Mm. And I would first say to you before I even read what my response was of the experts. What do you mean the experts? Who are these experts?
They were in the Wuhan lab and they released the virus.
Okay, so I said to him,
all the experts in the world got together and said, let's
release the virus.
So I had that question. Of people. So I want you to know, I wrote which experts. I was just curious. And when he used experts in the plural, and his response, Billy writes, Fauci, who was against masks, but Fauci is the singular. So I want to know about the other experts, but I didn't go there because Billy seemed triggered. He wrote, Fauci, who was against masks, then for masks, brought us shutdowns, school closings, and the lies about the vaccine prevention, transmission, and infection. No commas, but we'll just go with that. Then he kept going because he was excited. He said, it also appears he funded the research that created COVID and then used his position to shut down questions about the lab leak theory. So I had questions. Mm. So I asked, by lies, is your position that he knew otherwise and actively deceived, or the evidence from the data evolved?
I think that was a very fair question.
It's fair.
And I'm not telling you either is good, bad, or indifferent. Maybe the data shouldn't have evolved. Maybe he should have said the data should go conservatively in reverse. I don't know. I just want to understand. So Billy writes back to me. He absolutely lied about the lab leak. He has repeatedly lied about funding the research, and he lied at least twice on masks. Now, again, if he did those things, very, very bad. Not saying Fauci's good, bad. I don't know Fauci. Mm-hmm. He might be good. I do like his Italian accent. It's kind of like that Brooklynese. I do like that about him. But I want you to know, besides that, never met the guy. Don't know if he's...
No
but
opinion.
I don't know that he's representative of experts in the world, but we'll go with that. Mm-hmm. So I had questions. So what are you saying is that you think... So what you are saying is that you think Fauci was engaged in a cover-up motivated by his financial gain, question mark.
Right.
Cheryl's saying yes, too.
No, no, no. I think that's a correct reading of the comments.
So you vehemently agreeing with Billy.
Are we really hearing that you think that Fauci was involved in the cover-up, Cheryl?
No, that's not what you're hearing from me.
Billy's got more.
Not a Fauci fan, as we all know.
But we could be or not be, but he's not representative of all experts. Could we agree with that one?
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He also lied repeatedly about his role in calling for shutdowns and school closings. Billy's got more. And these are separate thoughts. He just stream of conscious. Yes, he puts up a comment, then goes again. Mm-hmm. Actively lied about masking. He knew from previous studies it would have no impact. Chinese people I've seen on the subways for years have disagreed with that, but that's a different story.
I'll have one better for you. Surgeons disagree with that. Your dentist will disagree.
Those are experts, though. Cheryl, your dentist and surgeons are experts. We can't look to them. They're in on this, according to this guy. The Chinese that are on the subway are not experts.
Right. You know, your dentist, on the conspiracy. They probably started COVID with Fauci.
Oh, I like that.
They got together.
Theory. Let's go with that one.
Okay.
It's always the dentist because they always drill you, cavies. So I wrote, got it. When you say he lied about the lab leak, are you saying that is the known cause of COVID or something else? Question mark. And he wrote, he lied repeatedly about natural immunity to push a flawed vaccine that neither prevented infection nor transmission. And then he wrote, no, he was engaged in a cover up of his role in funding the research that created the virus. So then I responded.
Finally.
I'm telling you, this is what happens when I have my mahogany desk, the scotch, my legs up in the slippers. I was anyway.
Feeling sassy.
There was three women with big fans. Anyway. This is how I talk to the common folk.
Andrew, relax. Relax.
This is how I talk to the common folk.
Special room in our house.
Hate mail and a massage.
I wrote, just curious, what was his angle on lying on that one? Question mark. Did he have investments in the mask companies or something else? Mm-hmm.
Because another fair question.
I just wanted to know, because first he said he lied about the lab leak, and I got that part, but he said he lied about the masks. So I was wondering maybe...
Well, all experts are mask company owners.
You're making a mockery and you're being snide, but I want to know... No, but I thought I might have been breaking news right there. I thought this was an opportunity to break news.
Bill scooped you.
Bill might have scooped me. Like maybe right here and then in my comments, Bill was going to tell us about the mask companies being in bed with Fauci. So I thought it was opportunity. I am in the media, so I said, he wrote, this is Billy. I don't want to take his thunder. He's scooping after all, Shao.
That's right.
It is the most likely explanation. Mm-hmm. He's now...
backtracking.
That's the word. Mm-hmm. That's the word. He's not... He should have jumped all in Billy.
Right.
And it's the general consensus at this. I don't know what it's the general consensus at this means. I don't speak those...
Don't be an expert.
Anyway.
Don't criticize his
language. No, just trying to understand what he meant. He wrote...
Lib that you are.
I'm telling you. He knew that he approved research at the lab in Wuhan on these viruses. Billy, before I go any further, I don't
Fauci
dispute.
Fauci approved this?
No, but I don't.
I love Lauren's commentary.
But Lauren, I don't disagree with this lab thing. I got where you're going this, but that's not a scoop, Billy. You're like every other kid in the basement that believes with his little metal tinfoil hat that there's things going on out there. Like the point that I want to talk.
Aliens are listening.
No, but.
Weird science.
But I was trying to scoop about the masks. I didn't want to go about. Anyway. Yeah.
Right.
So
what business was Fauci
Billy,
invested in?
That's all I wanted to know. Cheryl feels me. I just want to, maybe we should have invested. Like no one told me to invest. I could have got, anyway.
I'm reserving judgment.
See?
I would have invested in the pharmaceuticals if I could. Mm.
Billy then said, it's very motivated. It's was.
You're such a snob, apostrophe.
No, I'm just trying to read. I don't want to, Lauren, the problem is I don't want to put words in Billy's mouth. So I'm trying to say it the way he says it. And I have to speak like Billy. It was motivated by his desire for control. Like most bureaucrats, he's a petty tyrant who wants to control others. And I have to tell you, Billy, and I just want to put out, it's usually the dictator that wants to be a petty tyrant, not the bureaucrat. Two different jobs, but I feel you. I don't think most people are like, when I grow up, I'm going to become a bureaucrat so I can control everyone.
Wouldn't be so
true. Like Dr. Wait. Evil, like imagine in Austin Powers, Dr. Evil was like, I work at the CDC.
Like government.
Government. Numbers, grants.
That's what Spencer wants to do.
Anyway. Spencer's here, by the way. He's going to talk in a little while. But Billy says, I want a system where people are left the hell alone because government fucks up almost everything it touches.
Interesting.
So I asked. The general consensus that he is in the masking business, question mark. Wow.
Wait, he's a proponent of anarchy? Is that?
He is, but we're not there yet. I'm still on the mask, Cheryl. I thought I had a scoop, so I went back to it.
Report the real news from Billy.
Well, he started telling me about hearing people. He was wearing his alien protecting helmet with a tinfoil.
You were engaging with an anarchist.
I was having a great conversation.
Not just him. We have hundreds of them all over every time.
But I like Billy.
Oh my God.
Billy was great. Ready? So I wrote, so just to be clear, in your system, what you that you want, you don't want scientists, or you do. All leaving you alone, of course, question mark. And he wrote, no, the general consensus that COVID came from a lab leak. He's back to that, Billy. He writes, the lab where he approved funding for exactly this type of research. Billy, we get that from all sorts of people. You're not unique with that. The masks is what you could have brought us here. Mm. He wrote, we elect politicians to make policy. We don't want unaccountable, corrupt bureaucrats set policy. The entire administrative state is unconstitutional. So I wrote back to him. Oh, he had more.
How do you even respond to that?
No.
Like, well, you'll see.
No.
Andrew.
So, well, you missed this point because he then wrote, and needs to be destroyed.
Oh, boy. Oh,
so
wow.
I wrote, didn't know that was the general consensus. I was under the impression that there was no consensus, but that was a theory amongst others. Thanks. So he wrote back to me. You need to stay on top of reporting. This is why I'm bringing it to the Leapcast. So everyone out there, Billy's reporting is right here.
You have no idea what's going on in the
news.
No
idea.
Until you speak to Billy. So Billy says you need to stay on top of reporting. No cases have ever been traced to a wet market, and patient zero was a scientist at the lab. And I want to tell you, for anyone who's been listening, I've never spoken about patient zero or the lab. And I got to tell you, I don't like a wet market. I like a dry market. But that's a different thing.
Who doesn't love a good bat?
You know, Cheryl, once in a while I go to the fish market in Mastic. There's a Mastic seafood, delicious food. But the wet in there, I could stay for maybe 5 minutes before I got to escape.
Yeah, I just don't like the combination of words. Yeah. Wet market. Ugh.
Like, I
really. Right? That's a good point.
That's it's what I'm trying gross. To say. It's gross. Like, I would much prefer, like, if you were like, hey, we're going to have a farmer's market. That's the market I'm going for. Right. A farmer's market. Mm-hmm. Like, Cheryl, if I said to you, what are you doing this Sunday? Would you like to come with me to a farmer's market or a wet market? So anyway, here's what I wrote back. He writes this, right? This is the part I wanted you guys to get again. You need to stay on top of reporting. No cases have ever been traced to a wet market, and patient zero was a scientist at the lab. And previously, he told us it needs to be destroyed, the administrative state. So I wrote to him, a little aggressive. How about you go with the administrative state needs to be refined or modified rather than destroyed? Seems safer.
Yeah. Yes, but I like to go to the Capitol and
so, right. Kill people. That should have been your response. Were you involved in January 6th? Just wondering.
Then he goes, Chevron deference needs to be destroyed. Any agency rule must be approved by both houses and signed into law by the president. Before I say anything, if everyone doesn't know, Chevron deference means that when a agency of the executive branch opines on something, when the court makes a decision on that issue, they should look to what the agency's experts say in ruling on their decision. What I think he's trying to say is that the major questions doctrine should be expanded, because that's what he's really saying of eliminating the administrative state. But, you know, Billy, we're going to go with Chevron deference, or for your matter, we'll go with Ford deference because you're built Ford tough. Anyway, well, I go with Chevron's. All right, so here we go. So I said, I'm staying up to date right now with this interaction, learning from a TikTok chat. And he wrote to me, nope, they are setting law, which administrative rules have the effect of. The law must pass Congress and be signed into law by the president. So I want everyone to know that I have now taught you what Billy, who sits in his mom's basement, has taught us about what's going on in the world, because I was not staying up to date, and now I am up to date, and so are you. Here's
Thank
our
you,
three
Billy.
Takeaways.
Thank
right,
you,
right,
Billy?
I
was just going to ask, takeaways. What are the takeaways?
Well, Billy, what's your stockbroker's
name? I was
going to
say, what grade do we think Billy's in?
Oh, Billy's got to be 60 or like 55.
Billy didn't get his GED
So
yet.
Billy taught us three things.
That's what I'm feeling bad for Billy, you guys. I don't
Here's
think
three things.
On him.
Billy wants us to know that, number one, COVID comes from a lab leak from a lab funded from Fauci, who Fauci is trying to not let us know about, because Fauci is making money not from a wet market, because Billy prefers a farmer's market. Number one. Number two, Billy's, I'm just telling you what I'm learning from him. Number two, Billy didn't go there because I think that he's still trying to get all the insider trading on the stocks. But I'm reading the tea leaves from Billy that Fauci is behind all masks. And next time Fauci says something, I have to invest with Billy and Fauci and make my money. He didn't tell us if it was N95 or just the normal dentist mask, Cheryl. But
I like a bandana.
Billy, I have a question. Was Fauci an investor in Costco's paper towels too?
No, because Phil, that's not Billy. Okay. That's someone else. Different commentator.
I didn't know that.
Well, there was like a paper towel shortage when everything got shut down.
Right.
And, you know.
Yeah.
So the third thing he wants us to know is that we don't need the executive branch whatsoever making any rules whatsoever. Instead, what we need is Chevron deference to be gone, which I told you is actually the major questions doctrine being expanded. And all decisions should be made by our Congress. We should no longer have the president do anything, particularly if President Trump wins. So speaking of President Trump and presidents doing things, well, I think his problem is that Hunter gets off scot-free.
He kind of did.
And he did. He got off scot-free, Cheryl. I'm telling you, the guy got off.
I'm going with the conspiracy theory.
Well, Cheryl, put on your hat, tinfoil and all, because
it's so shady.
Here's the shadiest part. I want you to know the shadiest part of all of this Hunter thing is that David Weiss, who wrote a letter to Congress in response to questions that he had full unfettered authority to do whatever indictment he wanted to do on anything he wanted to do on Hunter. This is what David Weiss wrote to Congress, who was a Trump appointee, who is the prosecutor, the assistant attorney general, the guy in charge of this whole thing out of Delaware, is the one who decided what charges to press. So someone on my TikTok or Instagram told me that, as you're saying, Cheryl, Biden, no, they didn't say Biden. They said Hunter's dad is pulling all the strings. And I responded, that's a real scandal that David Weiss is Hunter's dad.
I know, that's the headline.
And so I mean, I was unaware. I always thought he looked like Joe Biden. And
we got to call Maury.
I'm very concerned about this. That Joe Biden, his son's a bastard. Like, he was born out of wedlock. Like, Hunter's a bastard.
I don't know why everybody's not talking about this.
But Hunter's a bastard. And so the bastard. And for Cheryl, I want you to know. We know from the whistleblower, Gary Shapley, the whistleblower. He's the IRS whistleblower. Cheryl's shaking her head, yes, because she has a Gary Shapley poster up in her home right now. He's the IRS whistleblower who's saying that there's all sorts of other charges that the IRS wanted to bring against Hunter. It wasn't just these. He made approximately $1.5 million back in, what was it, Spence, in 2000. You have it over here, 2017, 2018. And Spence, what do you think? Do you think, I want to know, my son Spencer's here, he's going to sleepaway camp tomorrow. Do you think, I want to know, is Hunter Biden, this is Joe Biden's son, is he getting off, you're going to speak into the mic, but is he getting off because his dad is David Weiss? Or is he getting fairly prosecuted? Because here's what happened, Spence, so you understand, you got to pay attention. And Spence has been studying up on this, you know, fourth grade, Smithtown Elementary, they know their social studies. And here's the thing. He had, when he was on drugs, admittedly on drugs, serious drugs, heavy drugs.
Spencer was on drugs?
No.
Spencer takes the DARE program. Three. Spencer, pay attention.
No, so, I drink lots of the drugs.
Here, you can speak over.
I drink lots of the drugs.
Oh, my God.
So, the
when drugs are said in front of it.
And drink the drugs.
You're the best.
Ben. He's talking about mushroom tea, in case you weren't paying attention. So anyway, back to where we are.
Wait.
Spencer? Well, I'm going to let you talk in a second. I want to tell you what's going on so we can ask you the questions, Spence. So in 2017, 2018, Hunter Biden, while admittedly on serious drugs, made approximately $1.5 million a year. And owed approximately $100,000 in federal taxes, which seems astronomically low for anyone who's ever paid taxes before, percentage-wise.
That's so a great I'm tax lost rate. There. I mean, let's go back
Less
to that time.
I'm lost there, so the numbers don't make sense. But that's what they're reporting, and they're saying that he failed to pay his taxes, which would have been a misdemeanor for failing to report the taxes, of up to 1 year in jail for each of those times. And then on top of that, Spence, while he was on drugs, he bought a gun, a firearm, and he wrote no, not yes, on the question that said, do you do drugs? And which could be a maximum of 10 years in jail.
Because people who do drugs love to say, yes, I do drugs.
Right, exactly.
I agree with that, Lauren, but I also...
I do the drugs.
You drink the drugs. But I want to go back...
Spencer
to the point.
Drinks the drugs.
Forgetting drugs for a second, a lot of people write yes or no on forms when they check the yes or the no, accidentally the wrong one. Mm-hmm. That all being said, what they're proposing, his dad, David Weiss, who put out this...
Breaking news, everybody.
He calls him daddy. Daddy. And he says to him, he goes, we're going to have you plead on a plea bargain. And they have their court date coming up before the judge on July 26th before Marlene Norica. She's a Trump appointee in Delaware. And the plea agreement goes like this. We could have got you for a year on each of these up to them as misdemeanors, two misdemeanors. Forgetting sentencing guidelines.
So 2 years of jail?
Well, less than because okay. Up to a year. So okay. Slightly less than 2 years. But yes, 2 years of jail.
Okay.
And we could have got you 10 years on the felony gun charge.
All right, so maximum 12 years he would have.
Maximum 12 years. Like I did Trump's 400 years.
Right.
But as I told you, with Trump's 400 years just on the maximum charge, sentencing guidelines wouldn't have been that. It would have been 17 and a half years. So we just need to put out that even though the max was 12 years, sentencing guidelines on this, I'm just guesstimating, I didn't do the math, is likely under a year. Just if you do percentages, let's say sentencing guidelines is about a year if fully convicted. Mm-hmm. We have to start off with the fact that many people aren't charged with any of these three things, even when they know about it. But Weiss needed to do something after this 4 to 5 years and not look bad. And mind you, Cheryl, for anyone that's wearing one of the tinfoil hats right now, Weiss also said that he's still investigating him. So I'm not telling you, he said the investigation's not closed. I'm not telling you that Trump... And not Trump, Biden, and this is my key, before we go to Spence, that there's not a WhatsApp message with Hunter Biden demanding payment from Chinese officials. I'm not telling you that a U.S. attorney didn't tell the IRS investigators that they couldn't get a subpoena because the evidence was in Trump's guest house and that blocked the whole thing. I'm not telling you the DOJ didn't tip Hunter about his storage unit before they went and do it. There's a Mr. X that's another whistleblower that's already testified that corrected his testimony 4 days ago and put up their things there. There's three whistleblowers that we know about that are saying these bad things. But I do want to tell you before I go to Spencer and the question, which is important, that when you're doing an investigation, even if it's in our office, if Cheryl, Alex, and I are doing a case, we disagree about facts and what we can prove. And just because there is evidence doesn't mean all the evidence goes on. So what I just need to put out first is that at the end of the day, David Weiss asserted that he has the ultimate authority to make the call. So let's put that out there. He asserted. I'm not saying it's true, false, or otherwise. I'm saying he's asserting it. And I'm saying that the IRS investigators don't have the final call. And one of the whistleblowers is the IRS investigator. And oftentimes, if you've ever watched Law and Order, or better yet, the Reagans with Lauren's favorite
show. Blue Blood, Sunday Night Dinner.
If you ever notice that the detective Reagan always gets mad at Erin, his sister, because she says, just because you're right, you think you're right, we don't have the evidence. No judge is going
to
give that.
And you have to get the evidence properly.
You got
to
get, that's yes. what we learned right. from the Reagans. And so I want you to know that the charges may not be all the charges, but the question comes this, Spencer. This guy paid back his taxes. This guy admitted he had a drug problem. They're now proposing for the drug charge, he goes to what's called a diversion program, which in English means, Spence, for you, that some people that are on drugs, it's not good to pay for them to go to jail for years, and it doesn't have any effect on society to stop other people from doing the crime. And sometimes it's better to rehabilitate them through doing an out-of-jail rehabilitation because there's no punishment. One second. You can talk in the mic. There's no punishment effect. So the question becomes, Hunter Biden, the son of the president, he didn't pay $200,000, but then eventually paid it with penalties, admittedly, without anyone prosecuting him. And then he admitted a drug problem, didn't fill out a form honestly, and now is willing to go on probation for years and also plead guilty to the misdemeanors. What you need to decide right now is, should Hunter Biden go to jail? As Cheryl said, the max numbers are 12 years, rot in jail, in a cage, because he's a liberal libtard on a two-tier system, and he needs to go to jail, and the Bidens are fixing everything, and this is bullshit.
And he drinks drugs.
Or.
The drugs. He drinks the drugs.
Or, on the evidence that I just told you, should everyone just get over it? You tell us what you think.
What do you think?
Okay. I think... he should serve half the time in jail, and then everyone should get over it.
Wow. So the 6 years?
Yeah. I love it. Wow. I love it. Good job, Spencer. Good job. I didn't even coach him to say that.
Yeah, Cheryl, what I want you to know is that did you see how right-wing he was there about how he wants to be a dictator? He doesn't want to. He didn't say, no, everyone, let's have a democratic vote and let's all put in our thoughts. Spencer, I gave him the opportunity to put the thumb up for live and the thumb down for die. Spencer was like, grab the mic, two hands, comes in, and he goes, I sentenced him to half the available time.
At least it was fair.
If you were Hunter,
I mean,
I'm the judge.
Wait, Spencer, what should he have done differently to not get jail time?
He shouldn't have. He shouldn't have not lied for his answer for if he did drugs, and he should not have. He should have paid his taxes.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Now I have a question about lying.
Okay.
So
liar.
This was
pants
on a
fire.
Gun application. What if the question was, how old are you? And somebody wrote they were 24 and they were really 26 and they just got the thing wrong. Would that be a lie? Should they go to jail if they accidentally lied about their age?
Accidentally.
Mm-hmm. If they have proof that they accidentally lied, then they should... then they shouldn't go to jail. But if they don't have proof, they should go to jail.
Interesting. Wow. Well, now we all know.
Spencer wants the evidence. For president. He's definitely a lawyer's kid.
We want everyone to know at the Leapcast that we are going to learn as much as we can to stay informed from all of our listeners in your comments. And we want you to know that we're going to take both sides and understand about this corrupt whistleblower effect and how the Bidens, or Daddy David Weiss, David Weiss, Daddy David Weiss, Daddy David Weiss,
Daddy
is really the story that we're not talking about, that he is really, Hunter Biden's illegitimate, he's a bastard, and we got to figure this out. But at the end of the day at the Leapcast, I can only speak for myself and Cheryl and Alex and Lauren. Morty's not here today.
And Spencer.
No, not for Spencer, because we don't want to go all to the left on the left side of that political spectrum. We're going to go all the way to the right, and we're going to live under Spencer's law as the monarch, because he doesn't want to be elected president, Cheryl. Spencer wants to be the king. This is the Leapcast.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Find us on social media at Listen to Leap or visit listentolieb.com.